Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the opening of schools for the third and final term. Students returned to class yesterday, with some schools turning away those that have not paid boarding fees, especially. To make matters worse, the learning institutions are also demanding the bulk of the fees in U.S. dollars. Teachers' unions are warning many children may drop out of school as parents struggle with the enduring economic challenges. While government policy says schools cannot prevent learners for non-payment of tuition fees, schools argue they can block those that have not paid boarding fees. As many parents worry about the future of their children tonight, Primary Education spokesperson Tonga Nandoro says parents having challenges must approach school authorities to make payment plans. The question we are asking, therefore, tonight is, have you paid Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Lee Chonanjani Zurugandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuvula kwezikolo okuza ngesikhathi abazali abaningi bekhala ngemali yama-school fees. Ekuvulweni kwazo izolo, ezinye izikolo zibikwa zixotshe abantwana abangakabhatali ikakhulu i-boarding fees, zisithi abazele mali. Isikolo eziningi zibikwa zihlawulisa ingxenye enkulu yedola leMelika, kuthi encane nje iyo ezithi ingahlawulwa ngemali yaseZimbabwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esibuza namuhla, ikakhulu yini bazali ngothi selenelisile na ukuhlawulela abantwana besikolo. Kwaziwayi vatereri veStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro nezuro. Zvimwe zvikoro zvinonzi zviri kudzinga vana vasati vabhadharirwa mari dzedzidzo, zvikuru sei vadzidzi vekuzvikoro zveboarding. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti hapana mwana anofanirwa kudzingwa kuchikoro nenyaya yekusabhadhara, zvikoro zvekumaboarding zvinoti zvine kodzero yekudzinga vadzidzi vasina kubhadhara mari dzekugara kumaboarding facilities. Zvikoro zvakawanda zvinonzi zviri kuda kuti vabereki vabhadhare chikamu chikuru chefees nemadhora ekuAmerica. Masangano evarairidzi anoti nyaya yemaschool fees iyi inogona kuita kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vataze kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo. That's what we are talking about this night on your program, The Connection. Joining us tonight, that's our first guest, is Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Zibusiso, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Dinka and Vandaleli.
I see a pillar, see let them baba pilile labo abalaleli. Nguzwela pansi mamoyo, nzacela wenyuse iphimbo kancane ukubana sezwane kanti labalaleli labo ebakuzwe. Let's dive in, Zibusiso. Schools opened yesterday and we understand that many of them are sending kids back home, saying that they must, you know, money up front. What's your take on this?
I think this is a huge challenge kubantwana lasebazalini ekutheni i-access to education isisuka i-right yabo isithethe ilungelo labo selithethe kumbe ingathi selinyindezeliwe ngoba sekuthiwe imali phambili. Sikhangele umkhonono webizwe isimo somnotho xa kuthiwa imali phambili imuke emuva abantu abayiholi ngemali le engama-US. So kusuka kube nzima baba ukuthi abantwana bexotshwe ezikolo ngokufuleka ukubhadala i-school fees. Njalo uma bexotshwa yitheni yokugcina le ezifundweni zabo ekutho ukuthi kukhona abanye bakhangelela ukuthi bahlale bebhala ama-exams abo njengoba kungu-term 3. Khona lokhu kuzabaphambanisa kakhulu ukuthi kumsizi ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi abanye ukuthi imali beze beyitholi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi abanye bayahlala nabo-2 weeks umuntu engayanga esikole because ini isiza kayi-raisan. So that's a very huge challenge and I think it's going to affect even the performance yabantwana esikole with the writing classes.
Siyabonga ma Moyo Zibusiso Moyo, deputy coordinator weLupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Mr. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. Give us an overview of the situation in schools, Mr. Masaraure. Given reports that schools are turning away students who have not paid school fees, what's the situation like as of today?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the responsibility to fund basic education is on the shoulders of the government of the day, and we have the government who remains on that particular responsibility. We have learners who are not supposed to be in school, who can pay, but the government is supposed to pay for everyone and anyone. But unfortunately, because of government policy, when they claim that they will take care of the vulnerable through a BEAM scheme, unfortunately, the BEAM scheme was supposed to take care of the vulnerable, but every learner in Zimbabwe is not vulnerable. Looking at the poverty levels in Zimbabwe, everyone is living in deep poverty and they deserve government support. So what we have witnessed is some learners are so scared to be at the school because they know that if they don't bring the money, they'll be chased away. So when the opening day, we were so shocked to get statistics that we were as low as 1%, 2%, 3%. We ended up with an average of 7% for rural schools of learners coming to school. Why? Because they knew their parents were not prepared to pay. Today, we got further news that even those schools that ordinarily attract learners who are from middle class families are failing to be in school. But in school, for example, you have the learner who is the child of a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, they are trying their best to get the best education for them. They can't be in those schools because the government is not paying their own workers. So at the end of the day, we now have a scenario where the schools are deserted. That's when we insist that people, no one should be chased away from school, but the schools don't take any of that. Once they promise to pay, is that enough? The schools need learning material, they need teaching material. We've been speaking to school masters, we've been speaking to principals or from schools. They are concerned that the biggest lesson at the moment is the lack of teaching and learning materials in the school. So at the end of the day, I'll confirm to you, Mr. Nwaneli, that learners are failing to make it to the classroom. The policy, the instruction, the trades are not enough. What schools need right now is the financial support to get the learning and the teaching materials. It's very unfortunate that in schools, even in urban schools, where learners now are milling around the schools with the same reports, where learners were supposed to be in class are now in BIOS. We've received the reports where learners were supposed to be in school are now taking it to house parties. Yes, they can't access the school premises. Their parents cannot pay. So they are now being lured by some people to be part of some house parties. It is very unfortunate. So it is a
ndimbo pindira ipapo amasarauri ikoi mimi se sangano re varairidzi vekumaruva mungati zvinhu zvakamira sei kumaruva vari kudzingwawo here vana uko
no ndinotenda nekuti atizi aimiri kumaruva cheke inomirira nyika yese ndo zvatakawirirana kubva patakabva kuconference ya 2020 asi kana mudazira zvekumaruva zvaindikitananguree ndichiti kumuruwa vana vacho havachatodi kuenda kuchikoro havatobviri vadzingwa bhoz vanogara varega kuuya zvinoita kuti vagare varega kuuya ndechekuti kune nyaya yeone yatakabva kumashand yekuti vana vemadoseven vanonzi kunonzwa continuous assessment learning activities anonzi makala kala vabereki vakunguasiya kuti anonzi makala vana havasitoya kuchikoro negrade 7 80% haina kudzanjadzirwa kuchikoro kuti makala haiti vachatere kuchikoro choenda kune zvimwe zvikoro kuvanhu vakawanda aiziva kuti panozi sdc chairperson akudzinga vana zichadzingwa vana havachaendi asi vana vari kuenda vamwe vanenge vashingirira vanetsike nechikoro vari kunongodzingwawo saka kumaruva hongo zviri kuwanikwa saka attendance yekumaschools yekumaruva nenyaya yepovert kuti yakawandira kumaruva vana vazhinji vatadza kuenda chekunyanyanisa nechekuti zvino varairidzi vacho vekumaruva vanotadza vange vari muclassroom kuti vadzidzisewo vana ava vashoma vanenge vauya vari kusvika kusamurairidzi mangwana havachadzoki nekuti vanoziva kuti kuchikoro ndeve kunotamba hakuna chiri kuitwa kuchikoro kwedu saka kumaruva kune dambudziko rakatokurisa rekuti kwazi mwana atadza kuuya murairidzi atadza kuuya saka changodongo ezvinonzi panzi pane chikoro asi hakuna chiri kuitwa chinobatika
aha aiwa tinotenda vamasarauri please do stay on the line avasanda kusixhuma vachangotibata inoiyi nepfenyuro yestudio 7 emusakazi westudio 7 njalo sisakaza siseamerica evoice of america lamhlanje udaba esinalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo sizwa kuthiwa baxotshiwe abantwana abaningi izolo lanamhla kuthiwa imali phambili xa ungabhatalanga ifees ikakhulu i-boarding fees hayi uyabuyiselwa umntwana esikolo kuthiwa hayi hambe etshela abazali ukuthi imali phambili sizalipha ithuba linabalaleli njengabazali ukuthi hayi lani lethule imbono yenu lisitshele ukuthi lihlawulile yini ama-school fees kumbe kuhamba njani sibuyele kuzibusiso moyo other guest mamoyo abantu abaningi yebo bakhala ngefees kodwa abezikolo bathi labo ukuthi bakhona ukuthenga okudingakalayo izikolo zivulwe abantwana kumele bahlawule uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi uthi yebo uyakunanzelela ukubana umumo unzima kodwa uthi akula mntwana omele axotshwe esikolo ngakho uthi abazali labesikolo kabakhulumisane ngokuzwa kwakho njengesakhamuzi amsho bakhona osubazwile asebexotshelwa abantwana mhlawumbi abanye asebehambile ezikolo bayazama ukukhulumisana labaphathi kuyasebenza yini lokho
ekukhulumisaneni lapha uthole ukuthi ezikolo basuka bethi hhayi mina nxa ungela mali akulanto esingakhulumisana ngayo so without proper policies or even an aid i-government eyifakayo ukuthi hhayi thina sizancedisa izikolo ngalokho kumbe thina sizathi abantwana sizabancedisa ngalokho akulanto ngoba labo liyaphilile ezischools ngoba kuyafunakala i-material yokufunda kuyafunakala if imali ingekho ukuthi kokona ukufundiswa kwakhona akukho so that's why ababalise kuna bethimanje ukuthi sina asikhulumisane umuntu esifuna ukuyimali phambili. So indaba yokukhulumisana isuka ingaseven ngoba both parties umzali lesikolo basuka bengawelelani ekutheneni bathi thina sifuna ukuthi sithole imali ukuzofundisa abantu abo. Angithi ngapho umzali uthi hayi mina imali angilayo. Angithi imali angilayo bokwakha checki kumbe imali ngizayitholani. Kodwa uthole ukuthi isikole angeke simlalele ngoba sona it's fair to make even imali and also buy those materials that are needed. So mina ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende ekutheni kukhulunyiswane lapha laye ule role yakhe ayidlalayo. Remember, there's been an issue of free education. I don't know which for how long. I think that's where the government now comes in, which to bridge this gap between the parent and the child, you know, to make education accessible. Because now education is such exorbitant. But I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to end up not going to school. I'm going school fees. I'm going to school. And that takes us to a lot of challenges among the youth, you know, in behaviors. I want to be clear that we are engaging with government, but just because it started in a bit, there's a way that we need to. So I think what you could mean is to come up with some strategy to go to the corner for them to do the function of food. Kumele ukuthi zincedise. At the same time, abazali, because we cannot expect to abazali to fork out inkalakatha zezimali and abangelazo and futhi abangakwaziyo ukuthi bazazirenza njani. So I think that has to be taken into consideration uhulumende nxa sibili ede sifike ngede siqiniseko sokuthi education ibe accessible and ibe free kulizwe lezimbabwe ebantwaneni bezimbabwe.
Izikolo eziningi mamoyo sizwa kuthiwa ekufizi khonapho zithi mhlawumbe imali enengi ingxenye enkulu mpela enxa zithi 70%, 80% or 90% kumele ihlawulwe nge US dollar, then enye le ingxenye encane yiyo emele ihlawulwe nge Zim dollar. Kodwa njengabazali liyakhala lithi hayi vela kusebenzi kungenziwani pho khona.
Akusebenzi kwami ngoba i-US dollar leli litholwa ngubani kahle kahle, ngoba angithi thina sizirholela yena leyo imali yalapho. Nxa isikolo sesizafuna i-80% wamadola emelika kusuka kungabi kuhle and futhi kuze kusikhathi esikhathi ukuze ifizi iyangifunda ibhadala, ngoba ekuzameni ukuthi uhlanganise imali yena leyo e-school fees ukuyisusa emalini yalapha uyifakele emelika kuthatha yimali enkulu kakhulu. So kuba nzima sibili ebazalini ukuthi kokona ifizi ibhadale ne-US dollar leli thina esingaliholile yabe singaligwanisiwe. Kanti kunani ukuthi asibhadale nini ngemali yena leyo esinja esiyitholayo. Kusuka kungathi kuba unfair sibili ngase sicothelana sithi 80% nge-US dollar elivele ngaphi kahle kahle. So I think there has to be a little ngoba i-economy yethu sibili siyabona ukuthi yeyi iguqa phansi ngamadoda. So i-school fees nase sichajwa ngamadola. It means abazahamba esikoleni laba balawa ama-US dollar, laba abangelawo it means ukuthi bona bazahlala phansi i-education abasayisingelezi ngenxa yokuthi abalawo amadola lawa yini.
Siyabonga mamoyo, qhubeka usecingweni. And Mr. Masaraure Zwela, please do stay on the line as we take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Sanitizer, never take a For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our guest, Mr. Masaraure. We know with the program, salaries. Zvinhu zvakamira sei pari zvino? Pane vari kuramwa mabasa here kana kuti vari kuronga kuramwa mabasa?
Ukutaitika nchekuti wano waka rungiro kutia wakatari kutia kubasa na employer wawo. Taka wale rizwese isa kato mboza amo. Tukati. Kata makwanita hibe kubasa asiliwa shinji wakata kwa kwanita. Taka kata mara bichona kutu wali kere kese mdo waka kwanita kwenda kumabana. So kia ikila kutu wale kwanita endai. Kia kwanita ulimende kutu. Pamuna patua kutu ya incapacitated. Azirele kuti tukukurudzira kuti vatiende isaende kubasa. Zvinongoreva kuti vanhu havachakwanisi kuuya kubasa. Zvaonekwa pakavhurwa zvikoro kuti varayiridze kubarwa kunyanya vakatotadza kuenda kubasa. Vanhu vaikwanisa kuenda tavapa kudziro vanhu vanenge vachitogarako. Anongomuka akakakutegera kofamba netsoko wasvika pabasa kuti ndauya. Vaida kuzi vafambe vatravhele vabva kuti zvikozvizvi vakwira muchovha nezvinhu vakakundikana. Ndoba takatanga kuti hurumende chikutsaiwo kushe ye $200 zvayo kuna tisha umwe neumwe zvake kuti akwanise kuenda kubasa tichimirira ebhi remuna September rekuti kana rakwana tinetani muripo unokwana sezvo hurumende rauvimbisa kuti tagadzirisa nyaya muhoro wedu muna September tichifunga kuti kugadzirisa kwacho kutipa pre-October 2018 yasvika mari report. Nora matukurizwa na wanu hizi, saa chukuta ichaiti, ema atarita kose vizi, kutinapreza akura mizile, chika aiyo, akibone zina urumende, saa chukuta iyo, wakambo, kipa iyo, yo chukuti mkiza kutulikwani, saka, chukuti, wanu, wakabenda kubasa pa kufura, nukukundikani, asipa zindi, wariku shingira kutikewa nguwaru wa basa, asika na muna septemba makwana, wakateza kutipa chino faiti ya kishare shoma hiyo yu ichiweza kwani chikije tuka kumbu uno commitment ya urumende kute tinoga maa wakatipa vay 40 kutu za chamba kine shkwereti ichishote mbukuti muna itambira vay 40 na 2018 alfa honga utambira 970 o 980 jitarisa kukwira po ita mapraizo shi
thank
you. Saka wakazokundikana muna September kutipa mari iyi zvakazotiendere toita kuti tine hurumende isina hanya.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Vamasaraure. We are out of time. Regai timbopa vatereri mukana nekuti nguva dzafamba, but thank you so very much. Vaobeta Masaraure ndivo mutungamiri wesangano reAtuza. And as we reach out to our listeners, mpenduke kuwe mamoyo ngamafitshane kuino ngakuta ongathanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende.
Mina ngithanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende ukuthi indaba e-free education kudala siyilindele babantu. Maybe it's that time ukuthi let's review with whatever policies they need to review so that the education is accessible in a so expensive ukuthi kona kona abafundayo ngabale mali abangela mali abasafunda. So I think they need to look into education and into education system which kwenzela ukuthi sikhulise isizwe ethu abantu abasha abalekusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Maybe one more last question. Njengoba kulaba palayo, I think in a month's time, or grade 7, or form 4, or form 6. Ubona bekhona yini mhlawumbe ukuxoshwa kwabantwana lokhu? Ubona kubaphazamisa yini mhlawumbe bekhona abehluleka ukubhala imihloliso yabo yokuphela kwamnyaka?
Ngibona bekhona sibili abazayihluleka zabanye ngoba uyamuzi umuntu esithi angitholanga imali yokubhala, especially emakhaya ngapha. Ngemali lezi ezifunakayo, i-school fees ngapha lezi zokubhala nama-deadline lani. Kuba nzima and ngibabona bekhona abazayihluleka ukubhala ngenxa yemali beyifunakalayo. And indaba yokuxotshwa kwabantwana esikolo sibili izabathambanisa njengoba ngingathi laphana esiqalisweni ukuthi khona mentali vele umntwana ngithi uhambe esikole esithi uyafunda. Xa esefike sixotshwa imali abazali ukuze beyithole ithole ukuthi bazayithola accessing isikhathi, uselizile vele khona phana on isikhathi la mali esenzakhe. So I think kuzabaphambanisa abantwana ekufundeni kwabo, especially being writing classes. This is the time ukuthi they are focused, they are in class, they are preparing for their exams. But instead they are dealing with ukuthi i-school fees. And futhi njalo baba emakhaya lapho kusanzima, i-cost of living isanzima. Uthole ukuthi abantwana they are just struggling vele first with ukudla kwendlini, you know. So kusuka kubo school fees kusuka kube nzima kakhulu and njalo I think yinto ezaba-affecta in terms of i-performance yabo nxa besithi bahlalele imihlobiso yabo yokugcina. Yabo.
Oko pane imwe nyaya yekuti vanasikana vakawanda vari kudropa out of school nenyaya yekuti vanenge vabata pamuviri. This has been a problem since I don't know when, but it seems it's increasing. What's your take on that?
Ukuthi abantwana bayaphuma esikolo ngenxa yokuthi sebezithwele babo. I think isuka endabeni yokuthi khona iskool, isuka endabeni yeschool fees ukuthi kungathiwa hayi imali kasisebayo kahlale phansi. The next thing umntwana uyenzayo, you know, esuka khona lapho kasela nto yokuyenza because an idle mind is very dangerous. Umntwana ukuze agcinakale kumele besesikolo efundi can shape that behavior. But uma engasekho esikolo at the age of 15, at the age of 16, you know, they are just people abaphandle lapha who are waiting to cry on this kid. And xa engasesekho esikolo ngumntwana osengozini kakhulu and ama-pregnancies, ama-teenage pregnancies, they are yet to rise if we continue like this. Education system yethu nxayini, especially laba abangathi basemakhaya abangela lwazi njalo aba-marginalized and lapho kune-poverty khona, because ngakuthiwa hhayi uswele imali yokubhala, you know, the next thing sesiba ngumfazi womuntu, you know, seyenda at that age. And it's so sad, it's very unfortunate ukuthi we have girl child who is at such a risk in esikhathi esinje.
Hayi, siyabonga mamoyo, sibusiso moyo, ungadinwa la kusasa.
Siyabonga bathi.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thanks to our guest, that's Sibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. You also heard from Mr. Obet Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUZ. A big thank you also to our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Livestock The Connection next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.